This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
America needs a tidal wave of the old time religion.
I have sinned against you.
How dare you!
We have no need to doubt God.
The heart of Babylon is preparing the nations to receive the Antichrist.
I didn't even build that house with money from the church. I built it with money from my book.
I don't make this stuff up.
Repenting of your sin.
It is a moral issue.
They got together and swore a pact to the devil.
I just enjoy seeing people worship, praising God.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to
Believe It
or Not,
the show where we believe it.
Or do we?
No, we don't.
No,
I don't think we do. Right?
No, no.
Do we?
Never have, never will.
Never have, never will. Oh, well, sorry. Mm-hmm.
Hashtag sorry, not sorry.
Hashtag sorry. Yes, I'm sorry. Sorry.
I
don't want to send two-faced lies like that saying sorry, not sorry. I want to be sorry and actually be sorry because I think it's important to be sorry.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. I was just thinking of my favorite use of the hashtag sorry, not sorry, mm-hmm. was my sibling posted an anti-bullying thing. Like, hey, stop being dicks to people kind of post. And my friend was like, what about yesterday when you made fun of my cross? That's kind of making fun of Christians, right? And they're like, what? I made fun of your cross? And she posted she got a new cross at the jewelry store or whatever. She's like, I love this thing. And my sibling quoted Arrested Development when Maybe's like, where do you get that lowercase t? And so they were just like pretending that they were dumb and didn't know what a cross was. But she took it as like, you're mocking my religion.
I mean, to be fair, it does feel like mocking the religion. I will give them that. I will give them that. But but I'm on the side of the lowercase t comment.
So. Yeah, I think it's a good comment.
I do too.
Yeah.
But yeah, you are making light of their religion. But it's funny. So.
Yeah, exactly. And it's not like Christians have ever made light of anybody else.
Right. Yeah. Anyone else's belief systems or, you know, feelings or, bodily autonomy.
Yeah. So. But speaking of Christians, how do you feel about doing a little Bible study right off the bat?
Oh, I guess, should I go bust one out? I meant the Bible.
Yeah. Go bust one out, then get your Bible.
I'll have to find it. It's in a drawer somewhere.
I have mine, so you can just trust me, or you can look it up online. So this is my old student Bible.
It looks like a satanic Bible.
It does.
With the black
it's been
the
through a lot. I've had it for 27 years.
Holy shit. You need to get a new Bible. We need to get you a new Bible fund.
I'm good.
Oh.
If this one ever just falls apart on me, I still have the internet if I need to look stuff up.
Yeah, they have the Bible on the internet, right?
Yeah. I know a lot of Christians got rid of their Bible after they, or a lot of people who were Christians got rid of the Bible after they lost their faith, but this is a testament for me, a reminder that I didn't half-ass it.
I thought it was two testaments, the old and the new.
Right. And the Apocrypha. No, this one doesn't have the Apocrypha.
What's wait? Is that like the appendices? Is that like when Tolkien wrote like all the appendices at the end of Lord of the Rings?
Kinda. It's like the extra books that the Catholics have as like a kind of canon, but not full canon. And then
so that's not in every Bible.
It's not in every Bible, though.
Okay.
Yeah, but no, I like to keep it around as a reminder that yeah, I didn't do this half ass. I wasn't like, oh, I don't have enough faith because I never read this thing. Like, this was
right
worked in. But anyways, I have I'm gonna read for you from the end of the book.
Mm. Oh, did Jesus do it?
The zebra did it. It's a callback to last episode.
If you're listening.
Mm-hmm. So this is attention. Pay attention, folks. This is from Revelations 13, verses starting at verse 15. He was given power to give breath to the image of the first beast so that it could speak and cause all who refused to worship the image to be killed. He also forced everyone, small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on his right hand or on his forehead, so that no one could buy or sell unless he had the mark, which is the name of the beast or the number of his name. This calls for wisdom. If anyone has insight, let him calculate the number of the beast, for it is man's number. His number is 666.
Mm. Wasn't that the beginning of an Iron Maiden song?
It was.
Number of the Beast.
Number of the Beast. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So this is saying about bringing pictures of animals to life.
Yeah.
And then, is it talking about selling people?
No, but I mean, it does talk about slavery. Whoops. It does talk about slavery.
Buying and selling people, right? If they don't have the mark on them, then they can't be bought or sold.
No, they can't buy or sell things.
Oh, they can't buy or sell things.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So they can't go to the market.
Okay.
And then the number 666. Mm-hmm. But
my old phone number growing up was 6661.
Whoa. Did you ever get any like angry phone calls being like, are you the devil?
Not that I remember.
Oh. But in 2005, they were translating a papyrus papyrus 515.
Papaya.
Papaya. They're translating a papaya. Papyrus 115 is what they call it. And it's from the Oxyrrhynchus site in Egypt. They found these manuscripts a while ago, and then they translated this in 2005. And in that translation of Revelation, it was not 666, but rather 616 or 616.
616?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And that was the earliest manuscript we have, so.
You know, I just think it'd be so funny if there was like this, if there was a huge significant population of Christians who just had like 616 for some reason, thinking it was like, we're the good guys. We're the good guys, right?
Yeah.
And then they hear this and like,
Oh, shit. Oh, I want to point out too that this was actually suggested by a listener that we talked about the mark of the beast and what people have thought the mark of the beast has been throughout history.
Right. So 616, is that as significant for anything, or is it just because they got the number wrong?
I think they just got the number wrong with 666. I think the original was 616, and then over more and more translations, it became 666.
616 sounds like you're calling like an emergency line.
It's
like,
it does.
For information, dial 616.
Yeah. And it just goes to show possession. How arbitrary it is, too. Yeah. And a lot of people say that it's because like God's number is seven, or like the number of completion is seven. So seven, like one less is six. So it's like not as.
Why do you deficient? Need to do it three times then? Wouldn't you just, if God's number is seven, couldn't you just make it six?
Yeah, or maybe because of the Trinity. So there's three sevens because God's the Trinity. So.
Oh, jackpot!
Yeah. Exactly. You pull the string. You pull the thing. You get seven sevens. Yeah.
The number of the beast should be three lemons then.
That's true. That it really should. Maybe it is.
That's true. Maybe it really is three lemons. But when life gives you lemons, make lemonade. So I don't know.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. So since it's like something where you can't buy or sell anything without it, mm-hmm. and people looking at the current state of when it was written and trying to look
money.
From there.
Money.
It's just money. It's literally just money. Yeah.
Yeah.
So literally just coins. Mm-hmm. They were in dispute at the time about the Roman coins versus the Jewish coins. And then shortly after this, they stopped using the Jewish coins. And
right.
When or I was stopped using the Roman coins, sorry.
When I was in the UK, we went to the Roman baths in Bath, and I bought a few replica Roman coins.
Oh.
Yeah, they're very neat.
You should go on Pawn Stars and try to pawn it off.
That's true. I should do that.
Yeah.
I was reading somewhere as well, the phrase, money is the root of all evil, it's actually a very misquoted one.
Yeah.
It's the desire for money is the root of all evil.
Or the love of money. Yeah.
Or the love of money, right? So
Either one. Yeah.
So, I don't know. I feel like everyone's just getting everything wrong here.
Yeah. And the 666, a lot of people mm-hmm. say it just refers to Nero, or the 616, 666, 616. Mm-hmm. It's just like...
Or the 619, Rey Mysterio.
Right. Yeah. Or the 857-5309.
Yeah, yeah. 867-5309?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That could be the other mark of the beast. We don't know.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. I'm not sure where, because it does say it'll be referred to you get it on the hand and the forehead. So mm-hmm. some people say that with the coins, that could just be referring to the fact that you have Nero's head or whoever the emperor at the time's head was
heads or
on
tails?
The coin. Yeah, that's pretty much what it was referring to, was just like the two sides of the coin.
Do you get it on both the head and the hand, or is it head or hand?
Head or hand.
Head or hand.
Yeah.
And now are people inscribing this on people, or is this something that's supposed to like appear magically?
This is, a lot of Christians believe it's something that you get inscribed on you. So they'll be like, hey, you have to get this mark. And then you go and you say, okay, I'll take the mark. Remember we used to watch these movies called A Thief in the Night, which are like crazy 70s and 80s. Christian sci-fi about the end of the world, and mm-hmm. I was so terrified, but like they would go and you'd get to choose where you want your tattoo, because if you didn't get your tattoo you couldn't do commerce or whatever,
right?
And and there's this one scene that always like burned into my head where one of the allies of like the Christians who refused to get the mark gets hit by like debris or something like that, falls over, and then her makeup comes off to reveal that she's had the mark of the beast the whole time and she's just been covering it up. And it was like this haunting music and stuff, and just as a kid it was like, that's the scariest thing ever. But
okay, I guess maybe I'm confused here. So is this saying that Christians have to get the mark of the beast in order to buy and sell things?
They're saying people in general will have to get this mark, and that you shouldn't get it,
that they will have to get it
in order to buy or sell things. And if you refuse to get it, you could be punished by the government.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this sounds like they're just like, they want to be persecuted. This is like War on Christmas stuff all over again. Like, we're victims here. And even though nothing is happening to them.
Yeah, and it's for the rest of time since this was written, people have just been trying to figure out what the mark of the beast could be.
Okay, and so they're trying to martyr themselves and make themselves feel like the victims here when there's nothing.
Oh, yeah, there's nothing there. So they find anything that can be or could be like considered the mark of the beast, but...
I was just like recontextualizing it, because at first I was like, are they like marking people like this? Is this like some weird like religious persecution? But then I'm like, oh, they're saying they're going to get it if they want to buy and sell things, I guess. Okay.
So this is like at the end of times, like,
right.
New world order.
But if it's at the end of times, isn't that what they want? They want
is like the persecution portion of it. So this is after like Christ. Well, it depends on, some Christians believe it's after Christ's return. Some people believe it's before Christ returns. So in the after Christ returns thing, the scenario would be Jesus comes back, all the Christians go up to heaven. And then there's some people who are like, oh, that's what happened. And Jesus came back. So they become Christians after the fact. And then, and now they have to like survive this end of the world kind of thing. amongst all the other people who were non-Christians.
Why do they have to? What do they have to survive? I don't.
They
get
have
it.
To because if you're a Christian, you get executed.
Okay, so, but don't you want that? Because then you'll go to heaven and live eternally.
Yeah.
Everyone else got raptured.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, God's real. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you just be like, yeah, just fucking execute me and then I'll go to heaven and be there for eternity. Like, I'm so confused by the logic here. I mean, I don't understand this clinging on to this world, which so much of this is like just like death cult. Like, I want to be dead and live in eternity in God's glory. Like, what?
Yeah.
Like, why do you care?
Yeah, and that's the whole thing. Christianity is a doomsday cult. Like, that's just what it is. Started out that way, kind of got muddled, but that's what it is. And a death cult, a blood cult, all those things.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Lots of people.
Sorry to derail there.
Oh, no, that's fine.
Just contextualizing.
Different currencies have been considered the mark of the beast because of the whole buy and sell thing. The EU, like the euro, was a big one. Even though somebody pointed out online, like, there, when you're adding another currency, that kind of takes away from the idea, because it sounds like a one world currency, at least. Like, there's only one currency that you can use to buy or sell things if it is a currency. Mm-hmm. So adding another one just makes no sense. But with the euro, but they're also saying, like, no, it's just the first step towards having one kind of world. Yeah.
See, my thing about that is with like digital currency and like credit and like online shopping and all that, it kind of negates that argument. I feel like we already kind of have a one world currency in that way, because it'll automatically transfer or like whatever, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So we may not have the physical currency, but the way that we process transactions now almost is like we have a single currency already.
Yeah, exactly.
So I don't know. Also, don't you think it should be, don't you think it's better that people have the ability to, like, you know, buy and sell things easier?
Yeah.
Across multiple places?
So. Yeah.
Make everybody's lives a little better?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Seventh-day Adventists have had an interesting view, where it's been taught a lot that changing the Sabbath from Saturday to Sunday is the mark of the beast.
Okay.
Which, it's not a mark.
It's just a day change. I guess it's a mark on the calendar.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Huh. Choosing to worship and honor Sunday in the full knowledge that God is not that is not God's anointed day of worship will receive the mark of the beast. So anyone who's, I guess if you stay home on Sundays, don't go to church, then you'll be not marked.
Okay. So now, is it ever explicitly stated that Saturday is the Lord's day? Is there like a thing that says Saturday is his day?
Yeah.
Okay. So then why did the Christians make it Sunday?
Because that's when Christ arose.
Okay, so it cancels it out.
Yeah, so they started to celebrate his resurrection every week, and then as it spread to non-Jewish people, they're like, well, we don't have to have both days. So they would have Sabbath day, and then they'd have the Sunday to celebrate the resurrection, and then eventually it just became Sunday was the day that they would worship.
Why do you need a specific day of worship for an omnipotent being?
Yeah, and why would he care? Because, like, the calendar is just made up. Like, the weekly calendar is just made up.
It's arbitrary.
It's arbitrary, so it doesn't actually matter.
Aren't we off, too, by a certain amount every year? Like, it's not exactly those days, so...
Yeah, technically,
right now, it's Thursday.
Yeah.
But if we're, like, going by, like, when the calendar was started, it could be Saturday right now.
Yeah.
But...
Can you imagine God being mad about that too? Like, oh, they got the days wrong again. They didn't worship me on my right day.
But that's the thing. It's so much of that. It's just like, why does it have to be that day? Why does it have to be in a church? Why does it have to be this?
Yeah.
Why do you have to do it exactly this way that the book says? Shouldn't it just be like, if you are observing them wherever you are, whenever you are, shouldn't that fill all the criteria of what he wants? Like, I don't get it.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. And it, well,
other than
yeah.
justifying having a lot of money going to the church to pay for all their shit on a day when everybody's off work.
Yeah. Also, Ellen Gould White.
White.
Yeah. One of the starters of the Seventh-day Adventist. Okay. Also said that it was the Roman Catholic Church because they use Vicarius Filadeo, Vicar of the Son of God, as the official title of the Pope. And she pointed out that the Roman numerals in that title add up to 666.
Oh, my God. I fucking hate when people do this. We're like, oh, well, 6 plus 9 plus 2 equals this, and this equals 13. That means it's the number of the beast. It's like,
yeah, yeah. Numerology is ridiculously stupid. Yeah.
It's such horseshit. It's grasping at straws. It doesn't mean fucking anything.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We'll see that a lot today.
Cool. Okay. Yeah. There's a weird obsession with numbers, I feel like. Well, going back to the 666 for this, is it people fear things that are actually quantifiable?
I guess so, yeah.
I don't know.
There's a fear of math. I don't know what it is. But even science. Like when new math took over, people stuff are like freaking out about that.
Demonstrable and... You know, there's evidence for it. I don't know.
Yeah. One of the biggest, though, things that have been called the mark of the beast is barcodes.
Barcodes. Okay.
Yeah. Hobby Lobby, that American store that is crazy, they still don't have barcodes on any of their products, and they don't use barcodes to punch anything in for this reason. Which is pretty great. So apparently it's because, you know how they have like the three sections and there's like six lines between each section is one of the
reasons. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I need but to grab a like, barcode. I wanna confirm this. One second.
There's one on my Bible.
Okay. Closest thing I had nearby was a board game.
Yeah.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. There's two sections, and there's 12 lines in this one, and then there's two in the middle, and then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 between them. So it's 12 and 12.
Yeah.
That's not 666.
Barcodes are all different. I think maybe one of the earlier ones was like that, but it's not like there's a consistent number of lines. And yeah, so it depends on your system. It depends on what the purpose of the barcode is.
But like and, all it is, it's just a system for keeping track of things so you know what it is.
Yeah, exactly. And from the beginning, it's been, oh, that's the mark of the beast. We're not going to do that. And there's like, I think it was a Christian Rock Lyric of the Week once, but I definitely used it in a video where it was like, Kathy, don't go to the supermarket. And it was like this 80s video about like, stay away from the mark of the beast. Don't go to the supermarket.
And they all starved.
Yeah.
I mean, they didn't, but it would have been nice.
So yeah, that's been from the beginning. In 2012, San Antonio family sued the school district because they had ID badges that had a GPS chip in them, but that wasn't as much of the issue as they had barcodes just that kids could use to scan for checking out books in the library, or if like you wanted to sign up for like AV equipment or whatever it was, you had your student ID that had a barcode on it. And so the school sued the school district in Texas because they said this was the mark of the beast and it would violate their rights for their kid to have the mark of the beast.
Sounds like they're trying to prevent kids from reading.
Yeah.
To me, that's what that feels like, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Oh,
it
here's really a does. System to help children easily access knowledge.
Yeah.
But we're going to punish it by saying, oh, it's the devil.
And it's funny that's 2012 because, I mean, it's high school, so... Yeah. But like, because I started college in 2000... Mm-hmm. And we had barcodes on our student IDs back then.
Yeah.
So it's not like that's a new thing.
Oh, no. This was definitely something that was just brought up. It was probably brought up in their church. And then they were like, yeah. Oh, this is the new devil right now, even though it's been here for God knows how long.
Yeah.
But again, it sounds like they're just trying to, you know, limit what people can access. And it goes back to just like, that's why I think there's so many like homeschooling with it. It's like, oh, let's teach them what we want to teach them. Let's keep them stupid and not let them have access to this. And then let's just create a false bad guy here.
Yeah, exactly.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
That's the thing too. It's like when religion really takes over like schooling and teaching, and it's like, because the thing with religion is not everybody has the same views even within religion. So something that seems perfectly innocent to one devout Christian is all of a sudden super evil to another devout Christian. And
right.
It just depends on what their pastor says and how loudly they say it.
My thing is like so much of it, I know like the big argument about like against evolution, and they're like, well, then they should teach Christian stuff at school. It's like, well, then why don't you teach Christian stuff at home?
Yeah.
If it's so important to you.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's like that. There was a Fox News clip where this woman's talking about how they shouldn't have sex ed in school. And then she's like, that should be something you teach at home to your kids in your own time.
They don't.
And then she goes, and at my house, it's like, that's just not something we talk about. She said it in the same interview. You're admitting you don't talk about it, but... Yeah,
it's one of the grossest things. I mean, we've talked about it before, too, and like talking about like the Ontario sex ed curriculum that just kind of got torn apart by religious groups, specifically ones that people who never read the curriculum or had any understanding of what it was. But I know there was a lot of church groups in the area who were just like promoting it, saying it's bad and evil.
Yeah.
Without understanding that it's just trying to teach children about consent. And you know, their bodies, and that it's okay to say no, and really important things that we should be teaching children from a young age so that they can learn this stuff, and so that we don't, you know, they always want to talk about abortions. Well, what's the best way to prevent abortion is proper sex education.
Yeah.
Rather than your fucking abstinence only, don't talk about it. It's all evil. It's so fucking backwards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Another thing recently that people have thought was the mark of the beast is vaccines, COVID vaccines and masks in the vaccines. And that's the mark of the beast.
Cool.
Which is the funniest thing ever.
The insane thing about that is like, do you have a cell phone?
Yeah.
Because all that stuff that you're afraid of in these microchips, you're already doing with your cell phone.
Yep.
So I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. You're looking at the wrong thing here.
Yeah, exactly. And people are like, I don't want people to track me. What are you tweeting that opinion from?
With your location services turned on right now.
Yeah.
You just granted permission to every website you visited. You've given out your email, your phone number, and your banking information. But like so many places, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Track you what? They can't track you anymore.
Exactly. Another thing with vaccines, masks, mask mandates, and the other one was like, because you know, if you're going into work every day, like when I was working at the restaurant during main part, they'd have those thermometers and they'd shoot it at your head and they'd check your temperature. And if you could work, then you could work. If not, you had to go home. And because that's on the forehead and you can't work without it, that's the mark of the beast. Because it puts a little light on your forehead.
Am I the only one who didn't feel it was that big of a deal for any of this stuff? It was kind of like inconvenient for a bit. But the way that everybody fucking talks about it all the time, I think I just working in the service industry for the last year and just hearing people complain about it all the time. Yeah. It's like, dude, I don't fucking care.
Yeah.
It's not a big deal.
It's really not.
Like, and God forbid you have to be considerate of other people for a couple of months or like, fuck off. Like, it was so like not that big a deal, really.
Yeah. And like, obviously, vaccine passports is another one. But it's like I remember you and I went out for dinner once, and it was like early on as they're starting to reopen stuff. Mm-hmm. So I had the old proof of vaccination and I had to like show them the new one, but I hadn't been out of the house in so long that I didn't think to check if it had changed at the stint. So it was a little inconvenient, a little annoying as far as, oh, I have to find this thing or I had to register, I think, for an app. But that's not like an evil, corrupt thing. It's like, oh, I have a mild inconvenience.
That's what I mean. So much of it was just like a lot of like, I mean, I'm not saying that people didn't have a hard time during COVID. I'm not trying to imply that, because there was a lot of difficulties regarding it and a lot of stuff that made it very hard, you know, being in isolation, not being able to do a lot of stuff. I agree with that. I'm saying the masks and the vaccines and the passports are like so far down on the list of like terrible things. Yeah. Like we could have been in full quarantine. We could have been able to not do anything. We could have been like fucking rounding people up who are sick.
Yeah.
You know, we could have been like it could have been nuts.
Yeah.
And it wasn't. And the worst we had to do was wear some masks and get a fucking vaccine. Like, it's crazy to me that people are so fucking butthurt about that.
Yeah. Yeah. I was listening to Behind the Bastards and they were talking about Joseph Mengele. And and the guest host, I can't remember who he was, but he was great. But he was talking about how he's like, because they were talking about just the horrors of the Holocaust and just how awful it was. And he's like, if I ever see another person wearing the fake Star of David that says unvaccinated on it, I'm just going to punch them in the face.
Oh, yeah. It's disgusting.
Yeah.
The false equivalency here. And again, it's back to the trying to make yourself, it's the victimhood, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my life is slightly inconvenienced. I'm such a victim.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
Maybe we're trying to reduce strain on the hospital systems that are so underfunded and overworked with this pandemic that's killing people every fucking day.
Yeah.
But God forbid you can't, you know, you have to wait 10 extra minutes to get your fucking latte.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, exactly.
Fucking insane to me, man.
Yeah. Another thing that people have thought was the mark of the beast is social security numbers, or in Canada, social insurance numbers. Okay. I remember very vividly sitting on the couch when I was a kid, and there was this couple at our church that was visiting my parents, and it was a couple that a lot of church members affectionately referred to as the odd couple, because they were a very, very strange couple. Mm-hmm. But they mentioned how they refused to get a social insurance number because it's the mark of the beast. Also, because it's sin, S-I-N, and that's the devil hiding in plain sight. So they won't get it. And this happens a lot in Canada, and it happens a lot in the States, that there are ways around it if you don't want to get it because of religious reasons. So there are things you can do at your job to bypass that, because Yeah. You just have to show extra ID and things like that. There are regulations because it's such a widespread thing that people think this is the mark of the beast. They also have regulations in America, probably in Canada too, that stop it from ever having 666 in the number, just because that way people don't freak out.
Right.
And yeah, and a lot of states and provinces have it so that they don't allow 666 in license plates as well. For the same reason.
You can get the stupidest shit in a license plate, but you can't get 666. It's so stupid. That's so dumb. It's
really fucking stupid.
Oh my God. People are idiots.
Yeah. Do you remember the Monster Energy drink woman?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Where so that's saying, another thing.
Yeah. Mark of the Beast. This is like, oh, this is, yeah.
So it was just because it was like a claw 3 and then it kind of looked like the Jewish number for 6. But it's not. Like, if you look at the Greek, it's still Jewish, right? So if you look at the original Greek, because this wasn't written in Hebrew, this was written in Greek, so it doesn't look anything like the Monster Energy drink. So,
right.
Yeah, it's ridiculous that they would do that. And also, it's just claws. Like,
that's the thing. It's just like, it's an energy drink. Created in what, the late 90s, early 2000s? They don't care about saying it.
Nope, they really don't.
They don't care.
And corporate logos have been the target for a long time. Monster Energy drink is definitely not the first one. I'll put some images up as I talk about it, but Damien, you can just use your imagination, and listeners, you can just use your imagination.
I refuse. It's the mark of the devil.
Yeah. The Walt Disney signature logo, where it's like his name written out. Yeah. So the first W has it's like the six, kind of looks like a six. It has like a loop in the W, so people say that's the first six. And then the O, yeah, so search the Walt Disney signature, and then the O, the dot on the I is like a little O kind of thing, and that's supposed to be the second six, and then the third six is in the Y at the end. That's fun. Sorry, triple sec. I never, yeah, it's supposed to be six,
triple
six,
sec.
Six. Yeah,
really?
Yeah, because it's like sec is short for six, so it's 666.
Okay.
The Chrome symbol. Like for the browser,
yeah,
that you're probably using right now.
I can see that.
It's supposed to be
would make
three
sense.
Sixes together.
Well, Google used to be do no evil or whatever, but then they got rid of that. So maybe they are now.
Maybe they are.
They embraced the devil, and now they're huge.
Yep.
Huger.
So, yeah.
Huge.
One of the old logos for Ottawa, the city of Ottawa, has like some lines in front of the O, so they say that's supposed to be 666, because it's like if you add each line to like the O, it adds up to 666, or it makes it kind of look like a 666. Yeah.
What I want to know is, like, why would they put them in the logos?
Yeah. Well, because their whole argument is that the devil hides in plain sight. So,
but why,
he's setting up for a reveal at the end of the movie.
But why would he need to do this?
Because he's a little goofball. He's a prankster.
Like, what's the point of putting it in the logo? Like, if you are a company that is really evil and loves the devil, wouldn't you put it on a logo that doesn't say anything like that? So you can get more
you'd
people
think
to
so.
Use
you
your
could
project?
Trick people.
Like, why do you need to hide it in your logo? I don't get.
Yeah, I
don't
think
get the
one
logic
of the arguments they might make is that because you have to choose to take the mark of the beast, so they're trying to say that like it was right there in front of you the whole time. This was your choice, so you chose to use Google Chrome to check your Hotmail. Like,
right. What if the mark of the beast this whole time was actually the cross?
Oh, yeah. You can make it because it's like
a lowercase t, right?
Yeah, but if you take the cross and then you do like 666, like upside down. Because one of the ones here is the recycling logo. It's supposed to look like 666. Or Heineken, if you turn it upside down, the E's. Oh, these are dumb. Yeah.
These people have too much time on their hands.
Yeah.
Shouldn't they be like volunteering or something?
And you know when people do like the okay sign with like, oh, that God. Gets said as Illuminati a lot too. But so anytime someone's like that, they're like, oh, that's 666.
Because wasn't it like a
three
like
fingers
a,
up?
Wasn't it like the Proud Boys tried to take it for a while there too, yeah. or something like that?
Yeah. Yeah. And I think, is it a white supremacy logo too if it's like
no,
upside down?
Listen, when I hear that, fuck them. It's not. Yeah. We're reclaiming our hand sign just because yeah. these jokers want to try and take it. Fuck them.
Fuck
this
them.
Means okay, and they don't like it, they can suck my ass.
Yeah, suck it long and suck it hard. The Legend of Zelda, so the Triforce, has been said to be the mark.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Which is funny because it's, I'm pretty sure Zelda would have been developed in Japan.
Yeah.
Where I don't know what the Christian demographic there would have been.
Very low. Very, very low. Yeah.
So they nothing to do with you.
No.
Anyway.
Scott Adams, creator mm-hmm. of Dilbert.
Oh my God, yeah. Yeah.
Racist man. He said that yeah. So he put out this video when Joe Biden was running for president because the slogan was Build Back Better. And he was like, so build back better. B, B, B. What letter can you fit a six in better than an uppercase B?
Oh, my God. Are you serious? What a clown.
He is a clown. And the thing is, I used to love the Dilbert animated show. Like, I thought that show was so
funny. Yeah, I remember
liking
that show, too. And now I'm just like, I don't think so anymore.
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah.
This guy's nuts.
Yeah, he is not a smart cookie.
It's really weird how like so much like weird stuff from like the 90s that I used to like, and then you find out, oh, now their creators are right-wing nut jobs. I'm like, oh, God, okay.
Yeah, and then it's like, if we looked back, would all the signs be there? Probably.
Oh, yeah, most likely. Yeah. Or maybe, I don't know, maybe there's like a certain debilitating mental illness that these people get in later life that cause them to lean this way.
Yeah, the lead poisoning is really kicking in.
Oh, Jesus, yeah, that's true.
RFID chips are a big one. Mm-hmm. So there's like, because we track our pets and we have, you know, the mm-hmm. tracker in our pets. And also, you know, some companies have suggested maybe using it as like, instead of having an ID card, you get a little chip in you and then you can just scan your way in. Mm-hmm. Which I don't know if I do, because that'd be weird, but probably be fine. My cat's fine.
Listen, again, phones.
Yeah, exactly.
You do this stuff already.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying I want a microchip necessarily. I mean, I think I've heard things about for medical records, and that could be very,
it's not a bad
very,
idea, actually.
Be very beneficial, but...
Yeah, I don't think I'm against it. I think it'd be fine. Like,
it could definitely be abused, so there are some concerns with it. But
my only concern was that I have sensitive skin, but I also tattoo myself all the time, so I shouldn't...
You tattoo yourself?
I don't tattoo myself, but I get tattoos.
Right.
Yeah, so I probably shouldn't be concerned about a little chip. So it's like the chip inserted, but also like just the chip on your debit and credit card.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be the mark of the beast, which is hilarious to me. Yeah. In the 17th century, mm-hmm. a lot of people believe that the world would end in 1666.
Did it?
And it didn't. And then in 2006, people were concerned about June 6th, because then it would be 666 as the date.
Yeah.
So people really didn't want their kids to be born on that date. They didn't want their... But like, if your birth date was 666, like, and your parents could have stopped that, I'd be so mad if my birthday was 6706, because my mom waited till after midnight because she didn't want to... Yeah.
I was almost born on Friday the 13th.
Oh, that would have been badass.
But, I know, but then I think I was like just like half an hour after. So it was Saturday the 14th, I guess.
Bullshit. That's the sequel, right? Freaky Friday?
Yeah, they're making a Freaky Friday sequel with you.
Yeah, I heard that, Lindsay actually. Lohan, so. They better call it
Scary Saturday.
Scary Saturday.
Right?
That's good. Yeah. Ronald Reagan was another one.
Ronnie Reagan.
I remember it was because all the the three letter, like his three names all had six letters in it. So people were like, oh, 666, Ronald Wilson Reagan. Mm. They'll have six. But also in 1989, after their presidency ended, they moved to Bel Air. And
to live with their aunt and uncle?
Yeah, they went to live with their aunt and uncle in Bel Air, but their address was going to be 666 St. Cloud Road.
Whoa.
And they got it changed.
Cool address.
It would be cool, but they got it changed to 668 St. Cloud Road because they were worried about
Lame.
The implications. Yeah.
Boo.
Yeah,
I'm
a
just
lot of time.
Reagan.
Yeah, there was somebody who refused to run a marathon because the number they were given was 666, so they refused to do it.
Can you just ask for a different number?
I think you could. Where did I? Yeah. Why wouldn't? Yeah, but apparently they wouldn't give her. Here it is. In 2013, Cody Thacker, cross country runner. Refused to run in the Kentucky High Athletic Association regional meet, and he forfeited a chance to qualify for state champions when he got the number, or she got the number. Sorry, it was a she. When she got the number 666. So I guess they wouldn't give her a new number. She just couldn't qualify.
That's pretty funny.
But, like, huh? Maybe grow up is one thing you can do.
Stop being afraid of numbers.
Yeah. When I a couple of months ago, I was on the elevator in my building, and there was this kid counting all the numbers with his dad on the elevator, and I was like, "What number isn't there?" And he's like, "Oh, why isn't there 13?" And his dad's like, "Oh, some people are afraid of that number." And he's like, "Canada is stupid." True.
I know. I think isn't in China? I think the number 4, it has like a similar connotation.
Yeah,
so they don't have that one too. So it's not an exclusive like to us, but it's still really dumb.
Still strange. Yeah, yeah. Superstitions are
like funny. You know what floor you're on.
Yeah, exactly.
You're not fooling anyone.
No.
You know what else is weird in the UK? So you know how like the ground floor would be 1.
Yeah.
In the UK, the ground floor is like main floor, and then the second floor is 1.
Oh, that's weird.
So it's main floor, 1, 2. I mean, I guess, but it's just like, this is the first floor. We're on the number 1. Number 1. Here we are. 1, and then 2, second floor, third floor. You're on the second story, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. Weird.
But yeah, that is weird.
I don't know what they're doing over there.
Oh, maybe it's like...
I guess it counted as 0, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'll write a letter.
You should.
But yeah, that's a lot. There's a lot more probably that people have thought was the mark of the beast. I'm sure there's a ton.
Oh my goodness. We could be here all night and day.
Oh, another thing with the 666 is like a lot of Christians have stories about their parents like at the convenience store and it comes up to 666. So they buy a pack of gum so that they don't have to pay 666. Yeah. It's pretty great.
Superstitious. Bullshit.
Would you get the mark of the beast?
Would I get it?
Yeah
anytime yeah, any day. Sure. I don't care, whatever, give it to me right now. Let's do it.
I mean, God forgives so much stuff, and like the one thing he draws a line on is getting a mark so that you can buy things. Come
that's
on,
true. I could like genocide a whole bunch of people and just
God
say sorry.
Yeah,
just say sorry.
Yeah,
didn't mean to. I know it's right now.
Yeah. Yep. But should we thank some patrons?
Let's do it.
Oh my God. Wow. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Bible study. We're so glad to be here. So happy.
So happy to be here. As you can tell, we are positively jazzed. Although we don't condone jazz because it is a sinful music that leads to fornication.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
And boogieing.
Mm-hmm. Nobody likes a boogier.
That's disgusting.
Yeah. It's all about the genital area jiggling about, and that's not right.
That's right. Jazz makes people helicopter their junk, and we do not condone that.
Mm-mm. Nope.
No. No helicopters. No.
And speaking of listening to music that they shouldn't, we have some huge prayer requests today.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We're just going to lift up a few people to the Lord. So let's lift up Mike and Tish and Doreen and mm-hmm. Alexander and me, myself, as in not mm-hmm. myself, but this person's name is me, myself. So we lift
I would also like to lift you, yourself, up as well. Just
thank you so much.
And myself, me as well, in regards to myself.
Amen.
Amen. But we also, I have a very special prayer request today for our good friend, Amy. Amy's been calling the church day after day after day, trying to figure out when the next social event is going to be. And, Amy, I just want you to say, nobody likes an overeager beaver. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Nope,
nobody likes someone who just is constantly thirsty for those social events.
Yeah.
When it happens, it happens, and you just got to be ready. So I just want to say, Amy, patience is a virtue. So.
Yeah. And actually, Miranda's a very similar thing. Miranda's been wanting to volunteer.
Yeah.
Lately for the church, and just calling and asking all the time, hey, can I volunteer? Can I set up some events for my friend Amy? But we're like, no, we're full up here. We don't need any more volunteers. We have plenty of events. Just Amy's not invited to them.
That's
sorry,
true.
I'm literally fighting with my cat right now. There you go, buddy. He wants my love, and I can't give it to him at this moment.
Amen.
Amen. But we lift up Miranda, we lift up Amy, and we lift up everybody else.
And just be patient, and you know what? The Lord will provide.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, let's do some Christian rock lyrics.
Yes, let's.
Can't you see you're not making Christianity better? You're just making rock and roll worse.
So in the 1980s, in the 70s, there was a book called The Late Great Planet Earth by Hal Lindsey. The Late Great Planet Earth. And then there was some sequel books, but it's all about the end of the world. And there was a huge craze about figuring out what the end of the world was. And
the end of the world as we know it.
Yeah, that song. The same groups that were inspired to create Christian rock, a lot of them were also huge fans of this book. There was like a very big crossover. So there was a lot of songs in the 80s about the Mark of the Beast, the end times, things like that by Christian rockers. We've already done 666 by DeGarmo and Key. But this is a different song called 666.
Whoa.
How
original.
By a guy named Rob Fraser. From 1984. Oh, it looks like it was co-written by Steve Camp, somebody that I've seen a few times in my life. Here we go. He came like a savior from the east with the face of an angel, but the soul of a beast. Out of war, he promised peace and to all prosperity. We trusted him, and that was when he brought us to our knees. We wanted an end to all our fears. He said that peace would reign 1,000 years, and as we swallowed up his lies, slowly we were paralyzed. We sealed our fate, then far too late, we saw through his disguise. 666. It was hard to believe we could be so deceived by 666. For a mark on our skin, we sold our souls to him. Without it, no one could buy or sell. He made the world his throne, the prince of hell. And those who failed to worship him were never seen or heard of again. We're never seen of heard again. Sorry, that line. I couldn't get through it. His word was law. We surrendered all. But we prayed for life to end. He made our war against the saints. He cut them down and filled their graves. He blasphemed God in his dwelling place and mocked his holy name.
Wow.
So that was 666.
A little dramatic, if you ask me.
a little bit dramatic.
A little bit dramatic.
It's calm down. I remember when I was a kid thinking, like, if it wasn't Hitler, then who was it? You know? Like, the beast at the end. Like, reading the Bible, it's like 1,000 years of peace. Okay, but, like, Hitler promised, like, especially at the time, they must have thought Hitler was the Antichrist. Because, like, he promised 1,000-year reign, and the Bible says 1,000-year peace. He made them get marks. Like, he made Jewish people get marks. Like, or, yeah, people in concentration camps and stuff. So, like, that one failed. But it wasn't Hitler, I guess. It's some guy who has the face of an angel, but the soul of a beast.
Wow.
So, yeah. I say probably not going to have a Mark of the Beast.
No, this is another bad song.
Yeah, it's a pretty bad song.
Not good.
And it doesn't rock that hard either.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to rock at all, to be honest.
No. Yeah, I mean, there are good songs about having a Mark of the Beast, but not really from Christians.
Mm-hmm. People who truly know how to rock. Mm-hmm. And or roll.
And or roll. All right, folks, if the Mark of the Beast comes out, go ahead and get it. You're fine. We're going to make T-shirts that say, go ahead and get the Mark of the Beast. You'll be fine. And you can get them in the merch store.
I worship the devil, and all I got was this lousy Mark of the Beast.
I'm going to start designing that right away.
Yeah, I think it'd be a good one.
It would be. Thanks, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Work, 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 Sky Moon.
This podcast has been brought to you by the Sonar Network. Sonar!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.